Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending April 10th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Chinese groups donate supplies to University Hospital. Several groups of Chinese people delivered donations of food and protective gear to the University Hospital of the West Indies. The donated personal protective equipment, or PPE, will help doctors and nurses working at the hospital avoid contagion by COVID-19. IT consultant Michael Ho Su, spokesperson for the Chinese groups, said the Chinese nationals, many of whom have lived in Jamaica for more than 15 years, wanted to help when the virus outbreak impacted the island. Those who helped included many restaurant owners eager and willing to donate food. Hospital administrators welcomed the aid and said, "Anything that uplifts the spirits of the people working on the front lines of COVID-19 is very much appreciated." More than 7,000 Jamaicans apply for government virus aid program. According to Jamaica's tourism minister, Edmund Bartlett, 6,500 of the applicants have already received approval of their applications. The COVID-19 allocation of resources for employees, or CARE, will be available until June 30, 2020. The program totals $10 billion and is designed to provide financial aid via grants and relief packages. This week's Caribbean news. Equivalent of 14 million jobs in the Caribbean and Latin America lost due to COVID-19. According to the International Labour Organization, the equivalent of 14 million jobs have been lost in the Caribbean region and Latin America as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The virus outbreak is being cited as the reason that 5.7% of work hours in these regions was lost during the second quarter of the year. Vinicius Pinheiro, regional director of the Labour Organization for Latin America and the Caribbean, said the region is facing a catastrophic and massive destruction of jobs, which creates a challenge of enormous size to the region. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Many Italians cheered by the power of reggae. Music performers in Italy report that reggae music is helping to improve the morale of Italians who have suffered greatly from the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic and who have been locked down for a considerable period of time. They report that music represents a lifeline for Italians. Pablo Morlov and Eugenia Conti are reggae and dancehall musicians who have been using their talents to pull people out of despair and giving them hope. This week's business news. Jamaican Customs Commissioner says country is open for business. Velma Ricketts Walker, CEO and Commissioner of Customs at the Jamaica Customs Agency, or JCA, is providing assurances that Jamaica remains open for business during the COVID-19 pandemic. The CEO said that Jamaica is utilizing all available measures and all apparatus to ensure this remains the situation. Manufacturing, distribution, imports, and exports continue to operate in Jamaica and will continue under compliance with health and safety protocols established by the government. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Lois Kelly Miller, veteran actress, dies at age 102. Actress Lois Kelly Miller died at her home in Kingston, Jamaica, at the age of 102. Miller was a well-known and popular personality in Jamaica. She was the daughter of Lewis Kelly, the manufacturer of Kelly's soft drinks and syrup. She appeared with major Hollywood stars and was a mainstay in the Little Theatre Movement national performance, appearing in 13 pantomimes and being a co-writer on 3 of those yearly productions. This week's sports news. World Champs rescheduling creates problems for some athletes. The new date set for the World Champs competition is creating problems for athletes who also hope to compete at the Commonwealth Games. Warren Blake, president of the Jamaica Administrative Athletes Association, expressed concern with the rescheduling of the World Athletics Championships for 2020. The rescheduling was done due to the coronavirus pandemic, but causes a conflict for athletes who may want to participate at the 2020 Commonwealth Games. According to Blake, some athletes, like throwers and jumpers, could perhaps accommodate the change in schedule, but runners generally like more space between competition events. Thank you for listening to this week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.